And now, James Gravel.
In each of our four previous presentations, we have examined several of God's traits. In the last discussion, I noted that God is forgiving and that God has promised to save us and give us eternal life if we believe and obey Him. The Bible says, "He who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Hebrews 11, verse 6. Yet just believing in God is not enough. We must also do what He has commanded. Matthew 7, verse 21 informs us that only those who do the will of the Father are acceptable to God. Jesus Himself said, "Not everyone who says to Me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of My Father in heaven." Matthew 7, verse 21. So then, what must a person do to be saved and receive eternal life? The Scriptures answer such a question in explicit and clear terms. First, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. In John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Then a person must be willing to confess Christ as the Son of God. Paul wrote in Romans 10:10, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." A person must also be willing to repent of his past sins. In Acts 2, verse 37, the Jews who had murdered Christ asked, "What must we do?" The answer they received was, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Acts 2, verse 38. In Acts 22, when the prophet Ananias confronted Saul at the Lord's instruction, he told Saul, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Then in order to remain saved, a Christian must be faithful unto death. Revelation 2, verse 10. Then and only then will he be able to hear those wonderful words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 25, verse 21. Are you a Christian today?